位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天李华和 Michael 一起吃午饭的时候，聊起了李华的室友小陈。Michael 在谈话中教给李华两个年轻人常用的词 cycle 和 lay back。
Hey, 李华， you look upset about something. What's up?
哎呦，还不是我那室友，他今天又找我麻烦，说什么以后再也不许我做中国菜，因为他受不了厨房里的油烟味。
She said what? Your roommate is a psycho. She's crazy.
哎，你刚才说他是什么？
I called her a psycho.
A psycho 是不是就我们中文里常说的神经病，对不对？
That's right.Also, Psycho was the name of a famous movie about a crazy person who killed people in a hotel.
哎，我听说过那部电影啊，叫《惊魂记》。不过你说我室友是个 Psycho， 你该不是真以为他疯了吧？
Well, I guess she isn't crazy. Usually, we just call someone with strange behavior and a bad, unpredictable temper a psycho.
Bad, unpredictable temper?无缘无故乱发脾气，哎呦，这简直说的就是我室友嘛。哎 ，Michael， 你再给我举几个 psycho 的例子好不好
？Well, my last boss was a real psycho. One time, I came to work 1 minute late, and he yelled at me in front of everyone.
真的？他当着很多人的面前骂你啊？这种人啊，真是有毛病。哎，你可不可以再想想看，还有什么 psycho 的例子呢？
Well, ask any American, and they'll probably tell you about some famous serial killer. They are psychos.
Oh, psycho 也可以真的是指一个心理变态的杀人狂。
That's right. We might call someone who kills people for no reason a psycho.
那这样听来，我那个室友倒没那么严重啦。不过啊，我总得想办法和他好好相处。你说对不对啊 ，Michael?
Well,When is your apartment lease going to expire? You can always ditch your psycho roommate and find a new one.
好主意耶！我们公寓的租约啊，还有两个月就到期了，到时候啊，我就可以搬出去了。
Well, let's look at the roommate wanted ads in the paper.
你说，来看看寻找室友的广告啊？让我来看看。这条广告说 ，Wanted, friendly, laid-back female roommate to share a two-bedroom apartment. Michael, 这个 laid-back 是什么意思啊
？Laid-back describes someone who does not get angry or excited easily. This person doesn't want a psycho roommate.
Oh, laid-back 是形容一个人个性随和，不会轻易的发脾气。那你觉不觉得我脾气很好，很容易相处啊？
Well, I guess so. Usually you are laid back, but not always.
你这是什么意思啊？干嘛吞吞吐吐的？有话直说吧。
Well, remember when you got angry at your roommate for breaking your bicycle and then blaming you?
我承认那一次我很生气，不过那是因为我室友先对我无理取闹啊。
And you certainly weren't very laid back when she tricked you on April Fool's Day.
就是啊，那次也是因为她在愚人节捉弄我，才惹我发脾气的。
Well, and then your roommate...
够了够了，别再提我室友了啦。我每次生气啊，都是被她害的。
You're right, Li Hua. She's the problem, not you. You'd better find a new laid back roommate.
对，我们赶快看广告吧。你看啊，这个广告说 Asian girl seeks female roommate for two-bedroom apartment. Call Shelly Chen. 哎呦，我的天哪，这是我室友嘛？他居然在瞒着我开始登广告，真是把我气死了。
今天李华学会两个新词，一个是 psycho， 指的是一个人行为反常，爱发脾气；另一个是 laid back， 就是个性比较随和的意思。这次流行美语就到此结束，谢谢各位收听，我们下次节目再见。